What's up, y'all? I'm sitting at Dare to be Noticed. This is our first podcast.
You gotta send it for us to hear the other mic.
Nah, you can hear everything when I send it to you. We can hear you. Ain't that right there?
Yeah.
To my left is Daydre, the immigrant.
Woo woo!
Don't be woo woo, baby.
I'm always gonna be an immigrant. I'm proud of where I'm from.
Next to Daydre, we have Breezy. Not Breezy, Breezy. One of the new mamas in the shop.
Hey. Next, she's not a new mama no more. Her baby's 2 years old.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
I'm a new mama.
Next to her, we have Sandy.
Hey.
That's Bree's mama.
Hey.
Then we have Breezy in the building, Breezy in the streets.
Oh, yeah, you know
what it is. Nice. We got Tajanae Temple, a.k.a. Tata, a.k.a.
Oh,
bro.
AKA
Muhammad Ali.
She's only been married for 6 months, so he couldn't remember her name. Her husband gonna get you.
No, I like that, because when I got married, she was Grant for 2 years. I'm not gonna change my name.
You didn't change
her
name?
What?
You
seem like he too cool.
Was, yeah, I gotta feel cool. That's why I'm doing this.
I thought she wasn't changing.
I was about to say, Tata ain't never said. I ain't never heard her say
that. Yes, she did.
Okay, so the audience, we have a question for you.
Question. Wait, let me sit over here. Question.
When you get married, is changing your last name important?
Very.
Why you say very?
That's the whole point of being married.
No, that's not the whole point.
I mean,
yeah, to become one. Yeah.
Because you become one.
Why can't I just put my last name and your last name? Like, well, I gotta change it. Well, I just forget where I came from.
I think it's a respect issue, number one. And if you marry someone, you're giving him the okay to lead you. And if you don't want to take on something simple as a last name, which shows that that's family and that's who you are, and you represent him, why not take it?
I like that. It's a great answer.
You broke it down real
great
good.
Answer from a
great
from
answer.
A woo. Cause if y'all know Dave, they don't take no bullshit. Yeah, that's a great answer. I never thought she could. I thought she was the leader.
You articulated that very.
So why do you feel like that's not important?
I don't know, because I feel like, I mean, it's important. That's cool to become one, but I still want my last name because that's
you
where I came from.
You can keep your last name.
I don't want my kids to know where I
came
from.
Oh, we got James Etta, the OG, in the back.
You should explain to your kids where you came
from. But even as a woman, when you have kids, your kid doesn't take your name, so it's not like you're passing it down.
Unless the baby daddy and the patron, you bring out your choice.
Yeah.
No, and I have seen people get divorced and the woman still keeps the man's last name because of the kids. That's my name.
But
you can hyphenate, but we talking about straight up taking on the name.
And so you also have to think, like, when you take on a name, you're taking on that
whole
family. So it's like, if you give your kid your last name, that's saying that your brothers or your father fathered that kid. That's not...
I get it. You don't...
Well, I know for me, it took me a minute.
How long did it take you?
To change my
mind.
Because I've always
like
been
them.
A Nicholson.
And you
still are Nicholson.
And I will be a Nicholson, but just changing it, I was just like, it's like
a hassle.
No, it wasn't a hassle. It was like
I've been married twice.
Giving yourself to the
and
thing.
My name changed.
Just losing
so
identity,
twice.
My identity. Because
that's
it's always Nicholson. And he kept harassing me. Well, how long are you going to still be Nicholson?
I just got that the other day.
Especially
well,
when you're a strong woman.
I'm like,
well,
but I've always been Nicholson. But then after he kept asking me, I thought about it. I'm like, well, the Nicholson name really ain't brought me. I haven't gained anything much from being a Nicholson.
And to be honest with you, when I was married, it took my ex-wife 2 years to change her name.
Back
no,
or
to
name.
My name. And I always felt it was, like Day said, like she didn't even trust me enough to take the lead or to even say you part Like, yeah, because I asked you to marry me.
So it's deeper than just checking your name. It's deeper than that.
For the men, it's deeper than
that. Because it's because I feel like I'm laying my life down so you can be a part of my life. We can be a part of each other's life, but I'm laying my life down. Like, if anything happened, I'm going to make sure y'all okay. I'm going to make sure I take the bullet. I'm going to make sure bills are paid. So you should take my last name.
And that's what a man is supposed to do. So.
Yeah, so when a man is doing...
Yeah. We do. It just sometimes it takes.
Y'all just some strong.
A little time. Especially if you raised to like, I was raised with my last name is so strong. Like, you're a LaGuania. You're this. Okay. You're that. Yeah, like, you know.
But what is the benefit? Like, why even have a man?
It's an attachment. It's not nothing with the man. It's more of an attachment with yourself.
Well, that's the thing. If you get spiritual in the Bible, it say leave your parents and attach yourself to your man. That's what it say in the Bible.
But back in the
No, but it's saying like that's what kind of that means. Like when you leave your parents, you cutting your name and you cling to your husband.
Well, like my dad, his
Do you
want to
get married? Yeah.
To your
baby daddy?
No, to my
daddy. You know, some people. Hey. What's happening?
So if he tell you to change your last name right then and there, you gonna fight or are you gonna do it?
No. I mean, I just haven't thought about it that far.
So I finally changed. We have a drug transaction going on.
Tonight. I know. That's how we had to fill our podcast.
What's going on, Dave? What's that? That's a...
So I finally just changed the last of my accounts over to Dave.
And you've been married how long?
15 years.
Woo.
But
it's
also,
like you gotta take time to do it.
It don't
take 15 years.
Yeah, I was about to say, it don't take long at all.
I went to the bank and he did it right then and there.
You off on Monday? What are you talking about? So you can't just go and fill out the paperwork and turn it in. So it sounds like you don't want to change your mind.
To make an appointment.
No, but Social Security is
it's a hassle.
It's like a DMV.
No, it's not.
The last time I went to
Well, you're an immigrant.
Same process.
Yeah, they got to make sure you didn't jump over the wall or crawl under the tub.
And I'm here, so you can't
damn. They trying.
Yeah, so that's all I'm
you doing. Still got doctor?
Yeah, just making
an appointment. And I didn't know where to go. Now I got to go to DMV. They send me somewhere else, and then I got to, you know.
First Social Security.
Social Security is down the street.
They have to find a better way to do that so you don't have to hold it.
Well, I can't call. Like, I can invite you guys, but everybody got to hold their phone up like this. And when you hold your phone up like this, we can still hear each other. And we all look stupid talking to each other.
It's probably still a festival.
Yeah.
Well, Breezy didn't even find this for me.
I didn't. Shout out to Marlon. You did that.
Shout out to Marlon.
All right. Well, this is the first segment of what do you do when your woman don't take your last name? And we'll be back.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.